I want to get to, before we talk about the, I guess, the yonim of the minhagim of Sfiras HaOmer, we'll talk a few of the shailas of the, I guess, more of the number system in Sfiras HaOmer. And as with everything, like the Gemara Pesachim says, that you have to, in order to start a shir, certainly start as man, you have to start with a milsa de bechusa. You have to start with something a little bit more, I guess, light. Yeah. And then from then, you can move on. So I start with the Sfira Lates. Right? On the first night of Sfira, again, where this story happened or not, I don't know. But somebody came to me on the first night of Sfira. I was sitting and I was just pushing. You know how it is. It's by us. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, you're waiting for Ma'ariv. You're not waiting for the Ma'ariv of the second night Yontif. You're waiting for Ma'ariv of the Ma'ariv Yontif. So you know, everyone's just sitting there between Mincha Ma'ariv learning. And a bunch of Bachrim came over to me, Israeli Bachrim, and they said, they had a Shaila. One of the Bachrim went over to his friend and he says, "You're not going to believe this. I need you to be moitzi me tonight on Sfiras HaOmer." So the guy says to him, you know, in Hebrew it sounds better, but he says to him, "What? On the first night you need someone to be moitzi you?" He says, "I got to be moitzi you now." So in other words, now that he said the words, "On the first night you need someone to be moitzi you," so now he needs him to be moitzi him, because that's the l'chayra, that's the shaila that everybody knows, that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, even though normally we pask in mitzvahs Sriches Kavana, and if mitzvah Sriches Kavana, so then normally if you didn't have Kavana over here, certainly you didn't have Kavana over here to be Yaitse by saying the words, you know, tonight's the, what? On the first night you need someone. He didn't have Kavana to be Yaitse by saying the words first night of being Yaitse Sriches HaOmer. But the Maisa, mitzvahs also maybe are Eina Tzrichas Kavana, it's a Machalikas Rishayinim, and the Mishabruah Paskin's Ladacha, based on the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalit and Tav Pei Tes, that once there's a suffix when it comes to Ilchas Brachas, we would say in this case that somebody else should be Maitzi in the Bracha, since it's a possibility that you're Yaitse, so then you need somebody else to be Maitzi in the Bracha. The Maisa, in this case, I was Misopik. And I'll tell you what the suffix was. It's not my suffix. I found the suffix. I didn't find the suffix. I found the shaila in Paiskim. The Chazayin Ish. They say a nusach. Again, I'll ask the Eilim which way they think. But when you say first, or you say last, are you Yaitzei Sfira? If I say tonight is, let's say I say it with Kavana. I say tonight is the first night of the Omer. Right? Or I say tonight is the last night of the Omer. Are you Yaitzei Sfira? So what would you say? What do you say? So, you say no. He says no. No. Sperling says no. 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 Right? So, why no? So I have a shot. I looked around. I found in the Chazayin Ish that the Chazayin Ish says that if you say tonight is the first night of the Omer or tonight's the last night of the Omer, that you're not Yaitzeh. Right? Now, I'm not sure why. Right? Why not? No, I have two tzadim why. One tzad I have is because if you say tonight is the first night of the Omer, it's not saying a day. It's not saying, it's another way of saying tonight is the start of the Omer. In other words, the first, in addition to meaning number one, also means start. So maybe if I say tonight's the start of the Omer, that's the first night of the Omer. By last, I hear it much more. By tonight's the last night of the Omer. He's not saying a day. He's saying the Omer's over. That's one side I have. If that's true, then over here, it's for sure. Obviously, he's not. There's no shaila. Obviously, he said tonight's the first night of the Omer, and he said the other one said tonight's the last night of the Omer. So that, he said tonight on the first night. Right, so he said first night. Then mitzvah's ain't shrichas kavana. So saying first night
is the first night.
He said what? Then the first night. Right? The first night. You need somebody to be mighty you. Why not?
That's like someone comes and asks.
He's saying the word first night. Why not? I don't hear that so much. So, but if he says first and he says last, so then maybe. Now it's interesting. I said this to these Bachrim. These are a bunch of Bachrim that they said. I'm not saying if they're the best Bachrim or not, but one of them had a kasha said maybe that's not pshat in the Chazayin Ish, right? And the Taka said an interesting thing, and it would have a tremendous nafkamina. He said maybe the pshat in the Chazayin Ish. If you ever noticed in Sfiras HaOmer, you say Yoim Echad. Yom Shein Shnei Yomim BaOmer, right? Shleish Yomim BaOmer. Each day you number, right? There's a number system. You say that today's the second. Today's not the second day. You don't say today's the second day of the Omer. You say today's day two of the Omer. Today's day three of the Omer. Today's the 26th day of the Omer. Right? So he said maybe when you say something is first or something is last, so then you're not giving it its chashivas of today. You're not counting the day. You're not saying today's the first day. You're not saying today's day one of the Omer. You're not saying today's the day two of the Omer, day three of the Omer. You're not saying that. Right? What you're saying is today is the first day of the Omer in relation to all the other days. What is today? Right? It's the first of that series. But you didn't, I guess, I'm not sure to magder it more than this, but you didn't give it its own eigene chashivas, its own personal importance, and say, what's the afkamina? Afkamina is, let's say a person says, somebody called me up on the fourth night of the Omer, and told me that his daughter said, tonight's the fourth night. She said out to everyone, tonight's the fourth night of the Omer. Right? So according to the first vart of the Chazayin Ish, the way the Chazayin Ish, I thought the pshat is first and last is not a day. It's the first and last means it's the start and finish of the Omer. Right? But according to this, what's the problem? The problem is you're not saying today's day four. You're saying today's the fourth. You're saying the day in relation to the series. Maybe that's not Sefer Sa'imer Bechal. I don't know. I didn't find this Mefirish. But at least in this case. Sorry? But in other words, when I say today. Not exactly. When I say today is day one, right? I guess it's more of a chletius, you're more machlit what the day is. Take day one. But when you say first, you're saying he is something of a great picture. It's not true. We're not interested in the great picture. We're interested in giving it its number, its own personal chashivas.
To be telling much like this. If each night is in.
Yeah, I was thinking that also. I'll be telling you that. I was thinking that also. That's awesome. Oh, so that's all the Paiskim say. That if you ask, is tonight. Slavidik over here. That's the shock. How's Slavidik? Huh? Should I make it more
Slavidik? None of us are making profits. None of us are making profits. We all miss, so we have to know the next
one. You guys might not even. All right, so let's just talk about Shuvah. That's the matzah over here. So that the Paiskim say that that's not a sphere of Bechlau. That's not a sphere of Bechlau. The person saying is tonight, he's not saying it is the first night, it is the 20th night. So that's clear.
We passed it to know like weeks or something, and if you say it.
So I'll tell you the secret. Last night, there was a shul, that's really the you know, it actually wasn't last night, it was like a couple of weeks ago. Last night's a different shul. But a couple of weeks ago, somebody had a shul like this, which is really very negeya, where we're holding in the matzav of sphere. Somebody in a shul. The chazan screamed out, you know, Hayoim, let's just make it easy, Hayoim, ich weiß, Shmeine Yomim Ba'omer. He screamed out, Hayoim, Shmeine Yomim Ba'omer. So the entire tzibur screamed out, Tisha. Right? Tisha, right? That's pretty bad, right? And then it got worse, right? So, you know, it's one thing if, like, you know, I have a klal. When 150 people scream at me, you're saying the wrong day in the Omer, right? So I change. You know, it's like you're laning. You know that guy is laning in Mamish, you know, everybody screams out like, you know, it's a Bereshis Bara, right? And the guy, you know, and he just keeps going, right? Me, I have a klal. There's 100 guys that screamed out the word Tisha. Yeah? So I would just turn, you know, Tisha. And so this guy turned around and went, in English means something like this, like, no, you guys don't know what you're talking about, right? So then, instead of 100 people, then 10 people said, Hayoim Tisha! That was the shaila. So now they want to know, it's like the entire team, now once they do that, it's already, there's a shotgun. Hayoim Tisha. So it's a whole different type of shaila, and we'll get to acapella in a minute, don't worry. Akapanim, it's a, I know. Right? I have new noises this year, don't worry. Rabbi Stryker is going to help me. So, Tachlis, this is, in this would be the word Shaila. If this Shaila would happen in the first week of the Sphira, so then it would be Mamish the word Shaila. Because in the first week, there's no weeks. So, Bereg, I say the word, Hayoim Shishayom, let's say. And the whole Tzibur screams out, you know, Chamisha. So says the Mishabura, if you didn't say Omer, excuse me, if you didn't say Hayoim, you didn't say night or something, all you said was a number, says the Mishabura, Yevadei Nat Yoytze. Okay? So in that case, in the first round, if all they did was they screamed out a number, they all screamed out five. Right? So then the Mishabura says, Yevadei Nat Yoytze. That's for sure not a problem. You're not supposed to do this l'chatchila, right? If somebody asks you what's the day and you say five, you're still going to be allowed to count. You shouldn't have done that. You should have said yesterday, whatever. But just l'chatchila, you don't do it. But at the end, there's no shaila that you can still count. Here, the problem was that these guys went on and they didn't just say, you know, the next 10 guys, they screamed out, you know, 9 days. Hayoim Tisha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you don't say Hayoyim Tisha La'oimer, if you just said the words Hayoyim and Tisha, the day Hayoyim and Tisha, so the Mishnah Berurah says that here you'd be Yoytze. And that's a problem. And then they would have to get somebody else to be Yoytze them with the Bracha, right? I can tell you the secret is that from the point of the first week, this Kimat, all of the Sefiras La'oimer Shailos are over. Now I have a big kasha on this, I'll explain. Whoever has an answer to this, he's a Goyim Gadol. Right? Goyim Gadol. And not only that, I'm going to give him money. I give him money, right? And not only that, I'm going to give him a lot of money. Yeah? And not only that, right? And if he gets the wrong answer, he's going to give me money. Yeah? Because that way I won't get like every... But I'm going to give him money. Right? I'm going to give him money. Okay? So what's a shayla? A shayla is the Mishnah Berurah basically says that all of the shayla... Mamish money, Rabbi Yisai. No, that's... What, you think I'm playing games?
I'm
you know? I'll give you my tie.
How much okay?
It's got market value.
Huh? It's a rabbi toy. Okay. What? What's his name? My friend with the patches. I can. What? Come. I need you. I need your help. A second. I need you with that capella. Get over here. Come here a second. I'm going to give you his jacket. Without the patches. Watch it. Okay? That was Ezechai. Listen, listen closely. I'm honest. Whoever has an answer, as for years and years I've had this kasha. Rabbi said, I asked this kasha to Rav Yashuv. Now, the Yashuv answered, nu-nu. Now I want to tell you, big insight. Nu-nu can mean a lot of things, right? Sometimes nu-nu can mean it can mean yes. Nu-nu can be nu-nu, no. Nu-nu can be stepping on my foot, nu-nu. But it's mamish, if you get the answer to this, this is it. This is the million-dollar question. This is it. This is where the gold is, okay? Okay. This is 7 coffees this morning. Okay. Those are ghosts, okay? The Mishnah Berurah says all of the shailas are over. All of the shailas are over. Why? It's like the Mishnah Berurah, because even though if a person says 9 days, today's the ninth, not ninth, whatever, today's Tisha Yomim Ba'omer, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though you didn't say the weeks, which is 1 week and 2 days, even though you didn't say weeks, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, but since we have an umdana, right? Again, we know your Yotze, if you would just say Ayom Tisha Yomim Ba'omer, Yotze. But it's like the Mishnah Berurah, who in his right mind wants to be Yotze in such a bidi yavidik fashion, right? He said, Hayoyim Tisha Yamim, and he didn't. So if this guy screams out, Hayoyim Tisha Yamim, right? Not the way you said, Hayoyim Tisha Yamim. So after Mishnah Berurah, we have an umdana that he's saying explicitly, I don't want to be Yotze. Even though mitzvahs don't need kavana, but here he's saying, I don't want to be. Why? So after Mishnah Berurah, because if he's Yotze in this fashion, so he's going to have lost the regular tzura of saying the mitzvah. It's not a complete mitzvah because he didn't say Hayoyim Tisha Yomim Shehem Shem. Nobody ever says that, right? Nobody. When you ask him what's tonight, so he might say tonight's the ninth night of the Oyman. That's the most he's going to say, right? Tonight's the ninth. He'll never say tonight's the ninth. You know, you ask him, he tells you all the Lag BaOmer shots, right? Oh, tonight's Lag BaOmer. You go into Meromer, doesn't say, oh, tonight's Lag BaOmer, which is 1 second, 4 weeks and 5 days. You know, and nobody does that, right? So Meila says to Mishnah Berurah, all of the shailas are over from after the first week, which is your shaila, right? Which is really why the shaila in the shul is over, right? Because all they did was the worst. They got up and they said, Hayoyim Tisha Yomim. Hayoyim Tisha, they all screamed out. Right? So, Mamela, now we have an umdana that Avada, they don't want to be Yotze. Right? Because if they wanted to be Yotze, so then they're going to lose out on the whole mitzvah of saying it with weeks and days. Aye, but the Evid, if they would have said it just Hayoyim Tisha Yomim and they would have had Kavana, they would be Yotze. Yeah, but here we have an umdana, they don't want to be Yotze. Good, everyone understands the umdana? So I have a kasha. So then what's ever the Shailan Sphere Sahima? Everyone knows there's a Shailan Sphere Sahima, right? If you say tonight's the sixth night, right? Everyone knows there's a Shailan Sphere Sahima. So what's a Shailan? If you come to me, you say to me, what's tonight? And I say, today's day six. Right? So what are you going to say? That he's Yotze. Why is he Yotze? If he was Yotze with the sixth night of the Omer, so now he's not going to be able to say the Omer with the Bracha. Now, who in his right mind wants to do a mitzvah without the Bracha? So why don't you say there's an umdana that obviously the same umdana, right? He obviously didn't want to be Yotze with saying today's day six, because if he says today's day six, then what happens? So now he can't do a Sefiras HaOmer with the Bracha. So there's an umdana that he doesn't want to be Yotze. It's the same umdana. What's the umdana? The umdana is, I'll show you that the person obviously doesn't want to be Yotze. I know you guys are thinking about cash, but listen closely.
Today or tonight?
Well, today, tonight, the place is going to say the same thing. You can be Yotze both. Today, tonight, the same thing.
The day is pretty old.
No, say tonight. So today. I'm not getting involved in that. Today, tonight, the same thing. And Allah is no chiluk in the world. What?
You already said the bracha. You
didn't say the bracha. No, I didn't say the bracha.
You didn't say it.
No. The point is, somebody comes over to you and says, "What's today?" You say, "Today is day six, right? Today's day six." So that's the shaila. Everyone knows. Now you have to go and get somebody to make you the bracha. Already, you're not allowed to say bracha. Why? Because mitzvahs don't need kavana. Yeah, but I have an umd in a gemura that this guy doesn't want to be yaitzei. Why? Because if he's yaitzei, he can't say with a bracha. So where do I get such an umd from? Before the Mishabura, I would say, "Oh, mitzvahs don't need kavana." So even if he didn't have kavana, maybe he's yaitzei. But now the Shabbat tells us, no, there's an umdana, side umdana, that a Yavada doesn't want to be Yaitzah, because he won't have the mitzvah in the complete form. So then that shows us he doesn't want to be Yaitzah, umdana. So what are you going to... So there's an answer. There's an answer. But if you get this answer, you're paying me. I'll show you why. No, what's the answer? Everyone has it. If you guys are lamdanim, like big lamdanim, like big lamdan. So you're going to say it's a din in a sa... go like that. And there's an answer. No? Oh, come on. There's no chilek? No chilek between the cases?
No.
What?
You're having intention. You're having intention of saying what that day is. It's not that you want.
Nah, this is not a chilek gummer. Everybody says it's a chilek gummer. No games. A chilek, no? Weinberg, get by me now, no?
There is a time you can without the bracha.
No. These are like, come on. That's like a violin. No, come on.
There's no point of saying the thing to counting here, saying the day.
Yeah?
Is it just like just knowing what the day is? Or is it like a whole thing to have...
What? I think you're getting it. What's
the
chilek?
The full sentence.
And therefore what?
Why
is the difference? Right. Okay. So I tell you what you want to say?
If you say the whole thing, so... Oh. If you don't just say half things, you can make omna and say that the reason why you said half the thing was not because to say the bracha. But if you said the whole thing, then even if you had an omna, you don't have an omna, you still said the whole thing, so you're mekayim the mitzvah.
No. Either way, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Either way, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's clear. It's clear that you're mekayim the mitzvah.
Omna is enough to tell us that when I said something, I'm not sure if I said it or not.
No. Yeah, we're sure.
Saying it.
What?
Just clarifying, say, oh yeah, telling someone that yesterday was the 6th, and now you're saying you're having intention to say the date, but you're actually saying it's the 6th, so that's the kind of mitzvah.
Either way, you might say, so what's the difference?
Because you actually had intention.
In both cases, don't have intention. In both cases, he has no intention.
No.
And one of them, there's an umdana, he doesn't want to be yaitzeh.
Yeah, but if you didn't say it, you'd like to say it, you're not having intention.
You left out the bracha.
He's talking about intention to say it, though.
What? No, in both cases, he has no intention to be yaitzeh. There's no question. He doesn't have intention to be yaitzeh. Because you're asking the question. He didn't have a kavanah to be yaitzeh, the mitzvah. Right?
One's a din in the mitzvah.
Oh, so that's it.
Money.
No, he's paying me. So I was going to say it like this. So I go, listen closely, everybody say. Because when you ask this kasha, Ben Asmanim, I spoke by an Israeli yeshiva, Ben Asmanim, right? So every one of them, like, it's one thing if you get like, you know, one guy, like I said before, if one guy says you're making a mistake in the day of Sfira, no, but 200 guys screamed out, ma petom means like, you know, ma petom, petom. But I say, 200 guys screamed out, I made a mistake, the kasha doesn't start. Right? It's a big chilek, right? And he got the chilek out. No, it's mamish big chilek. In the case of the Mishnah Berurah, the fellow said, today is day 6 of the Omer. Oh, excuse me, 8, 12, whatever. Today's day 12. Now there's an umdana because mitzad the mitzvah, right? He didn't do the mitzvah in a complete fashion. Because the complete mitzvah is 12, which is 1 week and 5 days. So here it's in the mitzvah itself, you didn't do the mitzvah good. I can't be the ever do be, I'd say. But it's in the mitzvah. It's within the mitzvah itself, you didn't do a good mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah of saying today's 6 days, the mitzvah's fine. There's something study. There's something from the side. There's a side problem with the mitzvah. And it's, when it's in the mitzvah itself, the person said today is the 12th day, which is, he didn't say the words 1 week in this. That means the mitzvah itself is lacking because you didn't do the completeness in the mitzvah.
Just a moment.
But by the bracha, it's not like that. If all he's lacking is the bracha, the mitzvah is complete. The yaitzei, the mitzvah, gamrei without the bracha, it's a totally separate part. There's a mitzvah, it's a bracha. So if he said the mitzvah is complete. So if he said today is the sixth day, so then Nevada, that's a complete mitzvah. Which is why there's a study, it's like a problem that he didn't say the bracha. It's a great chilek, no?
It shows that he's not interested in it working.
What? So you know what the answer is like this. So you guys are balabatish. Yeah, but you're right. Sometimes it pays off. Right? Right? These guys, mamish lamdana. But I want to tell you a big insight in life. In umdinus, it's a big insight in life. Umdinus, no, that wasn't an insult. But don't worry, when I want to insult you, you'll know. In umdinus, right, for an umdina, you have to ask balabatish. Balabatim, right? You have to ask balabatim. When it comes to, you know, amigu and a chazak, then you have to ask lamdana, right? When it comes to an umdina, we're going into the mind of a dude that doesn't learn the chlam. We're not going into the mind of somebody which a big Talmud Chacham and Chilukim, right? Umdina means that what is this person deep, deep down thinking, right? So you can't, you know, make Chilukim. You have to go into the mind of a person who said these words, and we have to go deep down, what is he thinking? So if I say, in his mind, would he want to be Yoytzei the Mitzvah if he's going to lose the Bracha? Certainly not. Because if you do a mitzvah without a bracha, so then that's a terrible thing. It's actually an aveira. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah without a bracha, and it's a terrible thing. So then, in the world of umdinas, there's no chilek. In the world of umdinas, you're right, it's a difference. There's a chilek she'enoi mechalek, you call this. It's a chilek that doesn't mechalek. Because site, saying today's 12th day, right? But I obviously don't want to be yaitzei, because my mitzvah will be incomplete. So what's the difference? Why my mitzvah won't be incomplete? If it's incomplete, it's not something studied. If it's incomplete, it's not something else. But I obviously don't want to be yaitzei the mitzvah. Right? That's why the answer you gave is not good. Stay.
Stay.
Right, give me the jacket. Right. There we go. Right. I give you to put it on. All right.
You got big shoulders.
According to them,
it's like a Jacob, it doesn't have to go in the yearbook, you know.
If your whole mitzvah is
oh, but it doesn't have my pocket thing, you know, my little.
According to them, a person that picked up a kasha bracha lulav of an esrog. Only kasha bracha. The etzim is a sarm mitzido and the mitzvah. I would never want.
I hear. She's saying, why don't we have an umdin also? Stamakash, another
kasha. It's in the mitzvah. And this mitzvah is a chisaron. It's a kasha. Only the fee, one reason. It's a kasha lulav of esrog. But no, I wouldn't be able to make a bracha.
The only thing is the Raga Chopper says in one place that there's a. If this goes online, I'll find you and kill you. The Raga Chopper says in one place that when there's a mice, it's worse. That's the only thing I'm thinking. It could be a mice. Yeah, it could be. It's more of a. I don't know. In other words, I don't know. It could be a mice.
But he holds negative.
Is less totally in your kavanah.
But he holds negative kavanah.
We'll destroy a mice. It'll knock out a mice. In other words, it can even knock out a mice. And if I pick up a lulav and I say I don't want it, so why can't an umdur do the same? I hear the guy. There's an umdur. Yes. The Umdana should be able to do the same thing. Right? I'll compare him. You make it fun of me?
Yeah.
Now, if I said, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about a cappella. And that's why, yeah. It's not by accident. But I want to tell you, this year my cousin called me up. He was very upset. Now, as most of you know already, my cousin is one of the founding members of some wonderful institution called the AK something whatever. And,
yeah, AK
and something like that. Okay, thank you. I didn't know that. Thank you. As once I put on the jacket, I feel much more. So anyways, so my cousin called me up. This year he's mamish upset. And he says to me like this, there was a Rav in Flatbush, I'm sure some of you know him, and he got up on, actually it was 2 weeks ago, Parshas Kedoshim, and he got up and he talked about a cappella. Now, just for the sake of clarity, I'm going to, in Hebrew, there are two different types of a cappella. I don't know what the words are in English for it. Right? I don't think there are words for it. In Hebrew, there's one called vocali, and there's one called a cappella. What it basically means is, I don't know, if you give me the names, I'll say it. But, what? Just a moment. A cappella, what they refer to a cappella, the Israelis, what they refer to a cappella is with all the dreadful noises. You know, the and all the interesting noises. We'll get to it in a moment, right? Which sounds like instruments, which is, I think, called meatboxing, right?
Meat
I think, beatboxing, sorry, right? It's a beatbox, right? That's, if I'm not mistaken, is that right? That's beatbox. Then there's another thing called vocali, right? There's another thing called vocali. Vocali in Hebrew is a reference. How do I say? Vocali in Hebrew is a reference to when a person is just singing into the machine without the help of all of the business, right? So I don't know what that's called. What's that called in English?
Just vocals.
Vocals. Okay, so we'll call it, from this point on, I'll call it vocals and a cappella, okay? So vocals I'm referring to is when the person's singing straight into the machine, and a cappella I'm referring to all that dreadful, scary noises that are taking place in the background. Okay, all right? Now, my cousin called me very upset. This year his mamash upset. He says to me, there's a rabbi in Flatbush that dad's got up, and he got up, mamash and parshas kedoshim, and he said that this a cappella business is talking first in this week's parsha. Right? Where's the first in the parsha? He says, because the pasuk says, nevel b'shis ha-toyra. Right? What's a nevel b'shis ha-toyra? The nevel b'shis ha-toyra, the Ramban, the famous Ramban, everyone knows this, right? The Ramban says, kedoshim to you. What does it mean, kedoshim to you? It means that the Bnei Shalom said you could have meat and you could have chassidish shechita only and dust. And now he's like, so he's eating his Shabbos Siddur, Hashem Shabbos, Abeinim Abbas, and a rest, and a rest, and a rest, and a rest, and it's coming out of the ears and other holes and dust. So this is a, you know, that's obviously not the Kavanah Satoira. The Kavanah Satoira is not that you should become a Baal Taiva. That's not the Ratzin of the Bnei Shalom. The Bnei Shalom gave you a heter to eat meat, but the Bnei Shalom's Ratzin is not that you become Baal Taiva. That's not the Kavanah Satoira. So it's up there, you know, here you have this, the Bnei Shalom obviously in the Chazal during this time period wants you to refrain from music, which generates this level of simcha. Yeah. So you're trying to do anything to get out of the Torah, which is against the Kavanah of Torah, and you're listening to this music that even if it's mutter, no, so, but that's about it, that's what the Bnei Shalom wants, you should listen to this music, and the Melech to Nevel Bishas HaTorah. Okay, that was his time. He's very upset, right? And Shalom of the family is like Shalom Bayis. So I told him that I agree, right? And I'm going to darshan against this Rav everywhere I speak. Right? That's why I'm not saying his name. Right? I'm going to darshan against him everywhere I speak. Yeah? So he made a terrible tais. Right? It's a pashas, a twofold tais. It's not even stamma tais. It's a dreadful tais. Right? Number one, it's not a chasar nevel b'shis atayr. A terrible mistake. Why? Because I'm going to explain to you nevel b'shis atayr, and I'm going to explain to you here. If we had to decide if music is usr, right? When Rav Moshe and the Chzainish, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when they were asking the Gdolim, is music meaning tape recorders, record players, right? Like when we were going to phonographs, you know, like, when the Rabbanim, the Gdolim of the door, had to decide, is that us? They didn't have this in the time of the Mishabura. They didn't have phonographs, they didn't have tape recorders, they didn't have MP3s, they didn't have CDs, they didn't have... So obviously, when we're donning that Shaila, is it us or during Sefira, we have to don it. Meaning the Chzainish had to don it, the Ramesh had to don it, Shlomo Zalman had to don it, the Paiskim of that previous door, they had to don the Shaila. What was the Shaila? Okay, the Shaila is like this. The Mishapura says, you're not allowed to do Rikudim and Mechailas, you can't have dancing. Can't have dancing. Yeah, a chassin comes back. You're not allowed to dance for a chassin. That's halacha. If it's for a mitzvah, it's a shayla, fine. But a chassin comes back, I'm dancing. You're not allowed dancing. Right? I went davening by the kaisel last night. I saw a bunch of yidden dancing. I was in lamed tzchus that maybe it was kiddush levana, but it was went for like 47 minutes. Like, I don't know. But it's so somebody came over to me, said to me, "Am I allowed to dance?" I said, "No." Right? But they are. Right? And they have beards and payas. Okay. you're not allowed to dance. It's awesome. Akoponim, that's what it says the Orcha Shulchan. A kal shikain, kal v'chaymer, if you can't do dancing, kol shikain klei zemer. Those are the words in the Orcha Shulchan. Meaning, until the Orcha Shulchan, we don't even know klei zemer. You take out the fancy banjo, the accordion, the flute, the harmonica. Says the Orcha Shulchan, what's kol shikain? Anybody know what the kol shikain is? What's the kal v'chaymer? I'll tell you the kal v'chaymer. The Velt says a mistake. The Velt says that you're not allowed to listen to music that's going to cause you to dance. Right? And the Aruch HaShulchan says the opposite. The Aruch HaShulchan says dancing is one level of simcha. You dance, it's kishmak. And then there's another level of simcha. Somebody takes out a live drums and does it. He's beating it right? So then it generates a higher level of simcha. Not the opposite. It's not if Klei Zemer is usher, Kol Shekain, dancing is usher. Because all you take the Klei Zemer, you're going to come the day dancing, right? It's the opposite, right? Okay. Now, basically, the next Shaila, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Of course, the Aruch HaShulchan is not talking about a phonograph and a xylophone. A CD player, an MP3. He's not talking about that. What's he talking about? He's obviously talking about the banjo and the guitar and whatever, right? We have to now don something 20 years later, 50 years later, after the Aruch HaShulchan, a tape recorder. What's the need then? There's a certain level, you all realize that to sing with your mouth is mutter during Sefira. That we didn't ask it. Why? Because the level of simcha that's generated when you sing with your mouth is one level of simcha, which is obviously not that same level of simcha. The level of simcha which is generated on the other spectrum, the other side of the spectrum, is the level of simcha with a banjo, with a guitar, wah, it's a gewaldic, right? That's a level that generates a simcha, which is a stira to avelis, right? That's a stira to avelis. Now, we have to dance something in between, right? A tape recorder is something you do, a CD player is something in between. Why is it in between? Because on the one hand, the pshat is when you have a banjo and a live music, it's so geschmack. It's very geschmack, right? And it's definitely more geschmack than when the person is singing with his mouth, right? In the middle is somebody's listening to music on a CD. It's as geschmack as that. It is definitely more geschmack than somebody singing with his mouth, right? But it's definitely not as geschmack as live music, right? It's something in between, right? So if I was the God Lador, right? And watch it, one day I will be, all right? One day.
All right.
And, you know, when that day comes, if I would have to dan the Shiloh, that's how I dan the Shiloh. And that's the Shiloh that Rabbi Shadan, that the Chazayim Ish dan, that all the greatest people that lived in the last door dan. You know what they answered to this Shiloh? We all know that the minig is that we're machmir on CDs and MP3s. There's always that one guy who listens to music, right? And he says, I'm from the Chais, he blames it on this yeshiva, it's mutter, and he plays in the street, he lets everybody know, whatever. But you all know that that's the minig, I think, of everybody over here, is that we don't listen to music during Tzfiyah. What does that mean? So where did we place a CD player in this spectrum? We placed it on the side of banjo, right? Of live music, of geschmack, okay? Okay, now let's go, let's continue the Shaila. Let's take something, vocals, yeah? Now if I have to don the Shaila, vocals, yeah? So now I'm going to don that show. I can't don and say, well, I know a CD is usher, so now I know vocals is usher. No, it's a whole different Shaila. What do you have to don? You have to don, look, the level of simcha which is generated from vocals is not the same level as music, which is live music played inside a little machine. Why? Because when it's live music inside a machine, right, that geschmack of live music and whatever, yeah, that's one level. A person singing, so now you can say, well, I don't know, maybe singing with your mouth into a tape recorder, what's the difference? I could say, I could hear one way, what's the difference a machine that's making music, what's the difference what the music is, if it's you singing, I could have heard, no. What's the difference? Maybe the music that you're singing is like you're singing stam. I could put it in the middle somewhere. I'm not sure. Is it just like a person who's stam singing and therefore it should be mutter? And in levels of simcha, it certainly doesn't generate as much simcha as a regular CD, right? As a regular CD with drums and whatever. It generates a simcha in the middle. It's something that it has a machine, so maybe it's a machine that's making music. Maybe I'll put it on the team of machines that make music in Aser. Or maybe I'll say, no, it doesn't generate the same level of simcha, so I'll put it with stam a guy who's singing out loud, which is mutter. Yeah? So how would you down that Shaila? Well, we don't have a Maisha, right? We don't have a Maisha to down. So how would you down the Shaila? Yeah? So I can hear. It's a big machlaikas. I'll tell you the truth, that part's a machlaikas. I can hear it's mutter. One moment. I can hear it's mutter. Rosh Hashanah wasn't sure. The Shevet Levi says it's Aser. Reb Moshe's mashman in one place, it's mutter. So I can hear, right? I can hear. Yeah. Now I have a kasha. So let's say we would paskin it's mutter, which I can hear. I can hear it. There's no precedent to say it's usher. So let's say it's mutter. It's a shaila of a minute. There was no minute. So I'd say it's mutter. If you had to put me to the wall, I'd say it's mutter. Now, once it's mutter, is that never b'shitza Torah if I listen to it? No. Why? Because we're saying that this level of simcha that it generates is not an affront, an attack on the avelis. Okay? So when it comes to meat, you can eat meat and meat and meat and kosher meat, but there's a separate thing taking place over here. It's that you're becoming a baltaiva, which is of course negative the ratzon ha-Torah. Right? Here, the pshat is that if we establish that the level of simcha that's generated by vocal music is not that level simcha, so then what do you mean you're never b'shitza Torah because you're listening to this? You're listening to something that doesn't generate the simcha. What was Chazal's ratzon? Not to listen to a music which generates a certain amount of simcha. Not! So what's never b'shitza Torah? It's a Torah's gummer. It's not never b'shitza Torah. What?
You're playing the one. You're playing the... I'm saying...
Wait, 1 second. Are you allowed to sing? Does this Rav sing? 1 second. Does this Rav sing? Does he sing? Yes. Why is he singing Nevel B'Shitza Torah? What's the answer? Because the level of singing is not something which generates a simcha, which is an affront to an avelis, right? So if I establish, we don't know, right? We're not sure, is it over here or is it over here?
One second.
If I establish that it's mamish, not the level which generates simcha, so what team is it on? It's on the same team as something that he's singing with his mouth. So it's not generating simcha. It's not generating the amount of simcha that Chazal considered an attack on avelis. So what kind of nevel b'shitza Torah? What kind of nevel b'shitza Torah? What's he doing wrong?
If it's just vocals.
What? Just vocals.
Just vocals.
Yeah.
Chazal did not say bokos are aser.
That's it.
So why, if, can I hire a person to sing in my house? Yes.
Right.
So what is the
tzad? Oh, what's the tzad bichlal?
Vocals.
No, I'm sorry. So what's the tzad bichlal? I'll explain it. I didn't explain it well. I didn't explain it well. Rabbi Sharkin says the exact opposite. What's the tzad bichlal should be out there? So that I could have heard. Look, the Rabbanim come along, the Chazanish came along, the Rabbanish comes along, they say, look, music in machine, aser. Okay? We're not going to start differentiating. We say, if it's in a machine making music, that goes into our Hanhaga, right? So now, this is a machine which is making music. The fact that the music is a person singing, whatever, but what's the difference? A banjo on the machine, what's the difference? Me singing, it's machine is generating musical sound. So now they're like a light plug. You know, I could have heard that because I just said light plug.
That's even with a vocal.
Even with a vocal.
I can hire a person to sing in my house.
Yeah, but not with a microphone,
because
maybe.
It's recorded.
But maybe not with a microphone, because maybe it's a machine also making music. Maybe also. Maybe.
But Moshe would have said that.
Maybe.
Plenty of tshuvas on microphone.
Shevin Levy said that.
No, but on microphone, right. During Sphere, you cannot have someone sing on a microphone?
Yeah, the truth is like this. You know what? A microphone, they're not sure the paiskin. They say that maybe it's kokula misyachis to me, whatever.
Right. Like,
so let's stay away from stay away from microphone. Just make it straight, easy. A box that makes music. What's the difference between a box making music and a guitar that's a box that makes music? I could have heard that, right? I could have heard not like that. But let's say I want to be make on that shayla, which I can hear. It's a shayla nalacha, right? And then let's say I tell you that Vishal Mazama wasn't sure. So Vishal Mazama's not sure I could be make on, which is not a shayla. I love Deraisa, it's a shayla of a minute, so I'll be Mako. But Rega Mako, what am I saying? I'm saying that it doesn't generate that level of simcha. If it doesn't generate that level of simcha, so then what's a Nevo Bishus HaTayre? No? You understand that? What's a Nevo Bishus HaTayre? He's not a bad guy. He's doing something which is not attack on the Avelis. Yeah. The only thing is that, so that's why this Rav made a Toyas Gomer Mamish. Mamish Toyas Gomer is no shayla. Yeah. They made a second Toyas also. That's all Binageya vocals. Right? But again, a cappella is not a shayla of Nevel B'Shus HaTorah because of the way we explained, right? And also, it's a Nevel Shaloi B'Shus HaTorah. It's 100% Aser, L'Kola Deis, and L'Kola Shitas, and L'Kola Paiskim that lived and ever will live. Yeah, what do I mean? It's very simple. All you have to do is know a little bit about the a cappella industry, which of course I know lots about because I wear this jacket. Right? Watch it. Right? And my cousin, B'Mesiach Fitum, explained to me, now, I didn't even know this. You think that there are Jewish fellows that could do these types of noises? Right? There's an oversized Schwarzer who got what's it called? A scholarship. This is what tells him. A scholarship to university to make these scary noises. Right? Imagine walking down the street at night and he's behind you. And I'm telling you, pack up, right? Oh, halavai just there. Right. Halavai just there. Halavai, right? And he says, you think it used to be the Jewish guys with all types of armpits and I don't know what, they make all types of interesting noises. He says, now they hire this guy. He said, you have to hear the guy. And all the whole works. Okay, so that's not so bad. He's not a machine, right? He's a machine. But the only thing is that we're going on to a CD. We're going on to MP3. It has to be perfection. Has to be perfection. No games. There's no games. So when you have a right, the has to be, you know. Now I ask you a question. And my daughter has one of these in Hebrew called organi. What do you call it? Like a
keyboard.
Right? You have one of these keyboard things. Right? So and the keyboard, you got like the fancy ones, right? So a little drum over there, right? So my son, right? So he says to me, he's like this big, huh? So he's even that big. So he says to me, Tati, he says, what's going on in there? Is there a little guy in there who's trying to get out? You know, what's going on? So I tell him, no, it's a sound of a drum and whatever. How do they make that sound? So he asked me like this, do they tape that sound? You know, they record that sound and that's what, no, that, so I looked into it, that's not it. It's a noise that is basically made from a computer chip. A computer chip can do anything, Kindalach. You can do anything nowadays. No games. So you guys got to get into the 20th century. There's no games, everybody said. In the year 2013. You think fancy people. There's no games. Don't start with me, okay?
What was the original noise?
This is from the 70s. It's from the 70s.
What was the original noise?
Make fun of me. I hope you're happy.
What?
It's a machine that made it.
Somebody put a drum.
No, that's not true. That's not the machine.
That is
not the machine. I'm telling you, it's not the machine. You backwards people sitting and learning in yeshiva. You guys don't know what's going on in the world. You don't know the they got proton, they got kuton, don't know what's going on there. Don't know what's going on there. There's a little guy with a chip and a dust and a web and a sight and a this and that. You have no idea what's going on. A gig and a bike and a head. You have no idea. It's not true. It's not the Matthias. That's not the Matthias. The toy is coming. It's not the Matthias. So there's a little guy in there. There's more chance that there's a little guy in there trying to get out than that they took a drum and that they're playing. It's not the Matthias. It's not the Matthias. My friends in all of the music industry and the meat industry, it's not the Matthias. Yeah? So now, yeah, so when it comes to, you've never seen me in such a good mood. Ever. No? There's one time when we had that bass there, right? I was taking a good mood also. When was it?
It was one day, right?
There's one time I was talking in a good mood. No, there was one time I was in a very good mood. I don't know what it is. But the criminals sometimes I get like this. But the Abaisai, but you have to understand, when it comes to this, the beatboxing, as it's called, right? So they do not suffice with that fellow in the background. If that would be the case, you can hear it's mutter, fine, that'll be the first shot we discussed. It's musical noises and whatever, they didn't ask for this chazal. But Abaisai, what takes place over there is he makes the noise. After he makes the noise, they quickly chop it, and they synchronize it. Right,
synthesize his voice.
I'm getting to the synthesizing. Wait a minute, first they synchronize it. I don't know what synchronize means. Then they synthesize it. Right, I got it. Then
they sync means to put it where it's supposed to be.
Exact the mundo. Right. Then afterward, but bamis. Then afterward, they see that the amount of first they snip off a little over here because you know. You heard that at the end there, right? So you gotta get. I'm sorry. At the end, we have to snip off there. So snipping is not so bad, right? But they also have to add. They have to add like because they have to add bass and herring and schnitzel and right. They have to add. You have to add the noise. Right? You have to add the noise. The noise is not enough. You have to intensify the noise. So you have to add it with this, and they pump it up here and they pump it up there, and you have this. It's a perfection. It's no games. There's no games. It's perfection. So they're using machine. So what's making that noise? Is there any difference between that noise and the noise? Now, is there anybody here who's going to be Mako that you can press that button on my keyboard? There's no person that lives that will be Mako. Unless you don't hold to the first thing that we spoke about. What? Oh, Weisdeis, a machine that makes music. There's no difference between that. Meishe, Chazanish, they all took on. There's no difference between that and a guitar. That no one argues on. No one argues a machine that makes noise. What's the difference? That Weisdeis, an electric guitar and this electric that makes noise. No difference. So then if that a cappella is usher. Avada. No, so I thought to myself, what do you mean? How can you say a cappella? And again, I'm talking a cappella. I'm not talking about vocals. That's all the shmuz, which you heard already. That's the first shmuz. That's usher. That's included in the first level of simcha. No, so what are you going to say? What are you normal? Kalis, are you a normal person? Like the, I'll prove to you it's mutter, because it's called the sphere CD. Right? So it's like, I don't know. So, I went over the, can I tell you one story? No, it's up to you. I don't mind if you. I'll tell you one story. Okay, there was once a rabbi who was he was talking about he's going to send his daughter to the army, right? And it's for care. It's going to be big kiddush Hashem because they'll see how a tzanuah dika bas Yisrael acts in the army, and for care it'll be mamish makarev for other people. So there was a yid named Rav Shapsi Yulevich. They got up. There was a forum that discussed this about sending the kids, not sending the kids. Right? So the Shapsi Yulevich was a great magid in Yerushalayim. Actually, used to learn with his son Chavrusa. And he told me the story. He's a great son. He's a nephew of Rav Yashiv. He's a real a knacker. He was like a mouth. So he got up. He said like this. He said, you know what? He said, the truth is like this, is that the arguments that he says, they're mamish muchach. And the truth is, I have nothing much to add. But the only thing is that, they asked me to speak tonight. So he said, I'm going to just tell you a story. And then I'm going to leave. Yeah. So what's the story? He said, there was once a fellow who, he was called, he was Zaylig the Oisvarf. He was off the derech. But nobody knew it. Nobody knew it, except for his wife. Oh. So his wife, on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, she said to him, you better go, if you leave shul, if you eat this time, that's it. Then it's all over. It's over. So he says, like, what are you talking about? And so she's looking from the Ezra's Nashim, and there he is. He comes called Nidra. He's there talking, And Shachris, he's there. Whatever. She looks down right before Ne'ilah. Where is Zelig's Nishdu? Okay, not there. Oh, she had that. But that's it. She's going to concentrate during Ne'ilah. She's not going to think about it. Right? Miss Tommy went off to eat by Ne'ilah. She comes into the house. She walks over to the pot. Okay? She walks over to the pot. She opens up the pot, and there it is. It's missing a flegel. Hey, like one of the in the chicken bone. So she starts screaming, Zelig, you shake it, you always fucking this. She's screaming loud, the neighbors hear this. I said, I can't believe what you're saying. And Mamish can't believe that you're not being done with the kafsos. And Mamish can't believe this. And she screamed, "You shake it, you did, you did, you keeper, I'm a Kaddish, I'm a din, you're my din, it's a button to say no that." She's screaming. Right? He says, "Mamish, you know, you're so wrong, you know, and now I'm going to prove you wrong. You're going to eat your words. I'm going to prove you wrong." And she screamed, "You shake it, shake. You know what? You weren't down the cat, you're going to be sorry." And she starts getting nervous. Maybe Taki did. And he says, "You know what? A cat took the chicken and ate the chicken." "What? You shake it, you shock me, you lie, you tiny, like and everything, right? But you did that, huh? What are you talking about? You did." So he says, "Listen, you know what? And you're not that, and maybe this Taka cat." And he says, "And now I'm going to prove it to you." She's getting nervous. "Maybe Taka, I don't know, maybe he's going to prove there's a cat." Right? So she says, "Okay, so according to you, he says to his wife, right? So I'm flacious, right? Okay, so now I'm going to take this cup of milk and I'm going to drink it and you're going to be sorry. So you see? And he drank the cup of milk. Why is it not a rabbi? So he says it's the same thing here. This rabbi's getting up and say, "Oh, you know, it's mamish, it's a mitzvah gedoyla to send your daughter to the army. It's mamish a mitzvah. Attack in Uganda, they do it also. It's the only other country. Whatever. And it's mamish a mitzvah gedoyla. Right? And how am I going to prove it to you? Right? Okay, it's such a mitzvah. Yeah. So I'm going to send my daughter to the army. Right? So that's one way of looking at it. Or maybe it's a giloy that, you know, as Nishkin rabbi, maybe he's not a rabbi. So it's mamish over here, it's the same thing. The sphere CD, you know, you come along, you want to know, is this thing, is it mutter? You want to know, is it aser? Is that, well, so api alacha, I'm not familiar with any pisik that is matter. So I went around, I asked the different pisik. So I figured, look, if I'm going to come and I'm going to tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman is matter, which he is, Rav Yashar is matter, which he is, I'm going to tell you, Shevet Levi is matter, which he is, right? So I get around there, so I'll take a pisik, right? So I figured, look, I'll go to the two biggest pisik in America. Right? Which I'm not dunning who's and whatever. I don't know if they are, but whatever I'm about to say now is probably like top five. Right? You know, when you're having a fight between Big Gedalia Gumba and Oig Melech HaBoshin, yeah, so who's stronger? I don't know. Right? But, you know, I figured it's Mistam in America. It's probably Abelski. I think, I don't know. I don't know the matzah. I think he's pretty well accepted. No, I think so. Right? And I think that Shlomo Miller is a big people in Toronto. I think he's like, let's say, you know, we got Canada now, we got America. I don't know, Mabel Espanol, but I couldn't find the guy in Mexico. I went to both of them. In England, it's like everybody. But they'll tell me the English are from the dust. I don't know, right? So I asked them both, right? And so I asked Rebelski, is it usher to listen to a cappella? I was just in America, right? Before Pesach. I said, is it usher to listen to a cappella and Sfira, right? So he said to me, it's not Nevel Bishus HaTorah. It's a mistake what people say. Right? So I said, so it's mutter? He said, no, of course it's Osir. Right? Osir Gomer. And if anybody knows, and I didn't realize everyone knows, or Belsky knows with all the like mamish with the computers and this and that, right? And he says to me, and he printed me out, and I have 3 pages of Rebelski explaining how exactly the synthesizers and the synchronizers, right? And the sympathizers and the whole Gedanken, right? How the whole entire thing works, right? Mamish with it. And he holds his Osir Gomer. And Shlomo Miller, he holds his Osir Gomer. He's not even as nice. I think he holds the vocal one as Osir too, right? So I don't know. So how did it become mutter? Because they played in the Svarim system. Of course it's mutter. Right? And also it says on a conspiracy day. Yeah. So of course, good Shabbos.